Let's start Shar Avodas Elokim. It's on Daf Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Let's see what he says. Amar Machaber. Hoyel uba'anu b'shara yichud esachoy v'la'amin b'leiv sholem ba'achdus Elokim. Shara yichud, which we also haven't done, which we need to also do sometime. Yeah, whether we should learn it, we shouldn't learn it, it's a tumult, but people learn Shar Avodas Elokim. Oh, there's Ephraim. Rabbi Ephraim, Shalom Aleichem. A good yog, Machsim Ateva. We're starting this evening. I don't know if we're going to carry on afterwards. We'll see. This is the last Vad until Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Or Erev Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Yeah, the night, Monday night will be Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. That'll be the next Vad. We're starting Shara Voida Selokim. Let's see how it goes. I can't promise we're going to do that, but let's start and see where we go. Erev Yom Kippur, something to focus on our attention on a bit. So in Shara Yichud, we discussed the obligation that somebody has to have imuna, b'leiv sholem, b'achdus Elokim. Ubari b'shara b'china is darche ha'izboinenes b'toivus she'ashem meitiv levnei adam. In Shara b'china, which we just finished last week for the first time, we have to finish it many times, well, b'zrat Hashem, but we just finished that last time. We clarified, says the Mechaber, the ways, the paths of his boinenus, in the goodness that Hashem bestows upon us. Zaleinu lahaskir achre sharim elu, after Shara Yichud and Shara Bechina, we now need to mention, es achoyva hamuteles ala odom, the obligation that's incumbent upon a person, keshetoyves elu brurus loy, when these goodness, when the goodness that Hashem's doing for us, the untold goodness he's doing for us, is clear to you, v'hi kabbalas avodas Elokim, that is the accepting upon oneself, avodas Elokim. We're not going to define what that is now. We'll see what that is. What does it mean, avodas Elokim? But once you understand that there's an achdus Hashem, and once you understand from Shara Bechina, the toivus that Hashem bestows on us, then we have to take that, that creates a shibut, that creates a chiyuv. Once you be clear what these toivas are that Hashem's doing for you all the time, and that forces you, obligates you, that forces, obligates a person to be makabal on himself, avoidus Elokim. Kumo shevachayv ha-seichel es ha-makabal toiva, lohoidus ulahaki toiva le-mishaytiv lo, the seichel obligates a person who's receiving good from somebody to be makitoy to the one who's mativ him. I think that's quite obvious. Somebody does you a toiver, you have to be makia the toiver. You have to be makia the toiver that he did for you. Okay. That's one thing, that you have to makia the toiv. It doesn't say that I'm obligated to become his eved. Makitoy is one thing. Becoming an eved is another. He mixes it up here. He says, Kabbalas avodas Elokim, being hoidos ulahaki toiv is not the same as being makabel hoidos Elokim. What's the connection here? Once you've recognized all the good that Hashem is doing for you, so now it becomes dependent upon you to be makabel hoidos Elokim. You said, understand? I have a shibud. Hashem asked me to do things. I've got to do them. But then he says, "Kamo, like." Shemachayva seichel is makabel toiva. The seichel obligates a person who's receiving good to praise and thank the person who's doing him good. No, I'll praise and thank Hashem the whole day. Why have to be noivad Elokim? There's a shibud, yeah. There's a chorus of toiva. Chorus of toiva. Someone does you a favor, it creates a debt. There's a shibud, b'seder. So which one is it? Is it Kabbalas Avodas Elokim or is it Lahaki Toiv Elohidos? Which one is it? No Barupo. We have to watch that as we're going weiter. It's one of the difficulties here, we'll see. You see, in the original, I'm not sure why the Leif Toiv mefarishes it like that. If you look in the original version, he says like this. Vehu Kibul avoidus Elokim, kefiashe yechayvu haseichel the mativ al misha hativ loy. you have to be makabel avodas elokim, like you would be chayev in your seichel to do good for someone who does you good. Someone did you good, you owe them back. You got to do them good. So they had to see the kesher, but he doesn't furnish it like that in the Leif Toiv. The original version is much easier to live with. You have to makabel avodas elokim. Why? Because someone does you good, you got to do good for him. Somehow my avodas elokim is somehow paying back the good that Hashem does for me. Okay, we'll have to deal with that problem that he doesn't need it and we're not giving anything for him, whatever. That's not a problem. That could be why the Leif Toiv wants to mafarish it slightly differently. I don't know. Well, it's worried me for a long time. There's a little pushut what's going on here. Avodas elokim is one thing. Hoides lahaki toiva. It's not the same as paying back good for good. I don't know why. Anyway, whatever. Is that, mark that for further attention. Hopefully we'll get more clarity. We'll be able to see what he's on about here. There's clearly two things. There's the shibud which creates a kabbalah there, and then there's a korosah toiv. To be mative, someone that's mative you. You understand that even the mafia understand, you know, you do me a favor, I owe you one. You know, there's a debt. I owe you, you owe me. I mean, even the lowlifes understand that. So for sure. We're not in the way, but that's cholis hasharazeh. In the beginning, it's incumbent upon us. By the way, this is one of the avoiders of Yom Kippur. One of the deep avoiders of Yom Kippur is coming to recognize that the sins we did, al chet shechatanu, ashamnu begadnu, was done by disobeying this person that with the person this Elokim, this Akorish Baruch Hu, who is being mative us all the time. You didn't just disobey somebody who you have no sheikhs to. Yeah, you parked your car in a no parking zone, so the traffic cop gave you a ticket. So I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't, but I don't know you anything. You don't know me anything. Yeah, we're talking about it's chatanu lefanecho. This is a Kodesh Baruch Hu who we've been through Shara Bechina, and it's boru to us all the toivas that he's doing for us, and it's him we went against. That's a lot of the avoider, the tefillah, everything is built on coming to be maki who we're dealing with here. The Bore Olam who loves us and cares for us and takes care of us and does everything for us. He's even mechaper us for the avoidance we did against him that he asked us not to do. And we don't mechaper nothing. We kind of go through the motions somehow, hopefully with some degree of sincerity of doing tshuva. And he takes care of everything. He takes care of everything. We make one small kabbalah and we zarek all the thousands of kabbalahs we zarek on him. That's who we're dealing with here. So that makes the enormity of the chet. We recognize the enormity of the chet much better. It's much easier to do tshuva once you recognize who you're sinning against. So that's, I'm just trying to make it relevant to today. I'm saying there's a chelek mea, and you see the tefillahs are very based on that. The tefillahs are very much describing and talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu and upliftment and beautiful, beautiful things about our relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Hashem was a kesher to tshuva. Besides the video at the end of the tefillah, of all the tefillah, the piyutim, the chazaras hashas, is all very, wow, it's gewaldic, it's beautiful. Because we talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who is this a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Then I'm not going to klap al chayto. Fine. So he says, before we at the beginning of the Shah, it's correct, he says, to look at the different ways that people bestow good on each other. He does that often. We look at how people bestow good on each other, and then we extrapolate that into the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like he did in Shara Betochen. He shows you the Betochen of an alchemist. And then you see how that, you compare that to the Betochen in Hashem, and you see where it falls short. So we're going to discuss the goodnesses, different ways that people do good for each other. And then we will also look and see how they're obligated to be Maket Toiv because of that. Kadesh Novin Mizes, so we'll understand from this, Alachas Kamavakama, Nuchaivim, the Shabbach, Loides, the Boiris, Barach, Al Rev, Chosoda, Vagodel, Tuva, Imon. Here again, it doesn't say anything about Avodas Elokim. It's just how much you have to, when you see how much a Koras Hotev you have to be when your neighbor does you a favor. So then you'll see, Alachas Kamavakama, how much we are chayv to praise and thank the Boreis Baruch for all the chesodim that he does for us. It doesn't say that I've got to become his eved. It just says I've got to be makid toiv and hoidois. I've got to thank him and be makid the toiv and say thank you very much. כל יסת טועים, בסדר? אוקיי. ונתחיל במה שבורו לנו, כי כל מי שהייטיב לנו, what's clear to everybody, is that somebody who does you a toiva, אנו חייבים להודע שלוי בו, איסה מידה שהוא הסכוון לעזוי לנו. The kavona he had to help me, to that extent, I have to thank him. Hoidois. That doesn't mean saying thank you. Whatever hoidois, we'll see. Thank you can sometimes be an enormous obstacle to a Koros HaToiv. Because your yates is on with a thank you. Thank you. I'm not saying you shouldn't say thank you. You should say thank you, but be aware of the fact that thank you doesn't amount to a Koros HaToiv. A Koros HaToiv is something much more deep and much more internal. We'll have to see. Thank you might be one very small expression of a Koros HaToiv. Might even help to bring one to a Koros HaToiv. But it's not a Koros HaToiv and can sometimes be an obstacle to a Koros HaToiv. Hoidos, when I say hoidos to thank you, we mean to be hoidos, to be makir the toiv. To the extent that of the kavod that he had to do for you the favor. V'gamim l'maisa nipza mi'ito la'itiv lanu. V'gla la'iza siba shemano oisa mikach. And if he wasn't able to do the good for you. He wasn't able to do the good for you. He wanted to, but he couldn't. For whatever reason, he was prevented from doing the good. And uchayim lohoido islo al kavonos ha-toiva. Then you have to thank him. I'm using the word thank you, mamash loosely. Don't get confused. You have to thank him. You have to be hoidois on the kavona that he had to do you good. On the good, I don't have to thank him because he didn't do me any good. But he had a kavona to me good, so on the kavona I have to thank him. We know that he really wanted to help me. He really wanted to help me, but he couldn't. He was honest, he couldn't. That's why I have to have a Koros HaToiv on the kavona that he had to help me. Somebody did you a good, but he really have kavona to do you any good. He was opening up the door for himself as he walked through the door, and you went through the door. You have to thank him for opening the door for you. So he says no. You don't have to thank him. He wasn't opening the door for you. He was opening the door for himself. So Rebecca told me a maisa once. I wasn't sure if it was him or it was somebody else who was walking with the Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Chanoch Lebovich was walking with the Rosh Yeshiva. And somebody kind of pushed his way. They were walking towards an opening, a door. They were going into a building or whatever. And somebody ran in front of them, sort of pushed the Rosh Hashiva out the way, opened the door and went through. And the Rosh Hashiva walked through the now open door. And this person heard him mumbling under his breath, thank you for opening the door for me. So that's not the Chovos HaLevavos. You're potter, you don't have to be hoides. He wasn't opening the door for you. He was knocking you off your feet to open the door for himself because he was in a hurry. But you see, there is a sensitivity in a person learning to work on himself that even though I'm potter from it, but I might just say the word. I don't know how much a Koros HaToiv had to this person. He knew Chovos HaLevavos. He learned in Slobodka. They learned Chovos HaLevavos. He knew what was going on here. He knew he was potter. But you can use that. You can sensitize yourself to being aware of goodness that people are doing for you, even if the person doesn't have you in mind. Thank you for opening the door for me. Thanks for leaving the milk out. Now I don't have to open the fridge myself. You know, he left the milk out because he was being negligent, whatever. Well, I benefited. I have a big kasha on this shtikel Chovos HaLevavos from the Gemara then Brochas that talks about an oreich toiv and an oreich ra. That even where the person didn't miscoven for me, the oreich toiv says, wow, everything he did just for me and he cooked for me and he made such a wonderful meal for me. He didn't know you were coming. It was a Friday night and you landed up on his doorstep after Tzeitzak HaChovim. He didn't know you were coming. That's the Oreach, that's the Sid. Tzarech Yon, the Shtikel Chovos HaLevavos there on that Gemara. Somebody didn't miscoven to do you good, but it turned out that you received the good. So you potter me, Hoidei Slav. That's the Oreach Ra, not the Oreach Toiv. The Oreach Toiv is Hoidei, even though the guy didn't miscoven for him. He benefited in a beautiful pot of hot soup and chicken and ice cream and whatever, but the guy didn't have him in mind. Bichlal, he didn't know he was coming. So what's the Gemara talking about there? Okay. I told you, this is hard. There's a avoided po, ma'od kasher po. if we'll contemplate on the goodness that people do for each other, sorry, Eli, here comes the first list. Not as bad as the list there in Shari Tshuva, where there's 20 things and each one has 5 things, and each 5 things and another 5 things. Wow, you got Shtagersham. This is just 5 things. If you can put this into 5 categories, the toivas that people do for each other. Aleph, toivas ha'av lebnoi, the goodness that a father does for a child. Secondly, toivas ha'adon la'avdoi, the master and the slave. We don't have a tfisa on that. Well, don't think of a dugma. Gimel toivas ha'oshi la'oni, kedei lekabel schar mi'Hashem. Fascinating why he slips that in. The toivah the Av does for the Benoi is not l'kadei l'kabul schar mi'Hashem. The toivah the Odin does to the Avod, the Eved, is not l'kabul schar. The toivah that the Oshi does for the Oni is kadei l'kabul schar mi'Hashem. Maybe not. Maybe it's to help the Oni. Who said it's kadei l'kabul schar? I don't know. We have to see what he wants here when he explains this. Dalei toivahs b'nei Adam le'ezaleh kadei l'knot la'atzmam shem v'kovod. Again, he's telling us why the people are doing chesed for each other. Toivahs b'nei Odom some shame for COVID because they want to get COVID. They want to be renowned as being good guys. Or no, you owe me one now, so I'm going to get benefit from me helping you, so you'll help me in this world. And fifth, toivas hachazak lechalash mipnei shumerachem alav umitztaya al metzovei. So he's an asker. The strong guy who's helping the weak guy, because he has rachamim on him and he feels bad for him. Strange list, I say. Weird, weird, strange list. You're coming to tell me the 5 categories of toivas that people fit into doing toiv for each other. So tell me the 5 categories. What are you telling me? Nay. I mean, everybody, every rich man that helps the audience in order to get schar from Hashem, who says? Maybe not. And every strong guy is helping a weak guy because he's merachem alav. No, maybe he's also just trying to get a good name. Chaystesh is a very strange. People that aren't strong and people that aren't weak, he's not doing that for rachamim. That he's doing because he wants to get a good name. But if you happen to be strong and the guy you're helping happens to be weak, so then you're doing it because you have rachamim on him. It's a very, very strange categorization here, this list. We have to go and meditate and think. We're doing a lot of misboinenus. I told you today, Rabbi. We don't know how to misboinen anymore. And we're being asked to misboinen all the time. That's why I have a headache. Could be that's the Asibashila headache. These 5 categories of goodness, we have to think about them deeply. Are they intending to help the person that they're doing good for? Bli kol pni acheres, without any vested interests. Or shem iskavnin lazol atzmam haim. They're really trying to help themselves. I don't know, you already told us. Some of them yes, some of them no. Well, you already said so. What do you mean we have to miss boina now? You already told us. You told me that the Oshir is doing it to get Sha. So you told me why he's doing it. He's not doing it to help the Oni. He's doing it so he can get Sha in Olam Haba. You already told me what I have to miss Boinen for. You already did the his Boinen and told me. Very strange. No, you get the problem? Avina. Hasuga Rishon Avamativ Lebnoi Boru Shum is coming to Toeles Atzmo. He never said it, but now he's going to say it. It's clear that the goodness that a father does for his son, he's thinking about himself. Sh'aben hu chelek miha'av. The son is a part of the father. Like it says in the Gemara, the son is the thigh of the father. V'noisif lechach t'vua ba'av ava ozel libnoi. Embedded in a father is an enormous love for his child. So then he's doing it because he loves the child, not because of himself. I don't understand. What's he doing it for? He's miscavened to Elis Atzmoy because the child is part of him. So he wants to have a nice child because he's thinking about himself. You know why? Because implanted in him is a deep love for his son. So he's doing because he loves his son, not because he wants, or maybe it's both. More than he cares about himself. So then why is he discovering the toilet satsmoy? He's not discovering to satsmoy. He'll go hungry, just his son should have food. He's doing that for himself. So my would a beep. He guards him to make sure nothing happens to him. And he goes out of his way. He loses sleep, whatever, just to make sure that the child's taken care of. The father has naturally implanted in him, he has a natural tendency and emotion of mercy and chemle towards his son. Because there is chayv aben, nevertheless, the son is obligated. Hein mitzad a toyre v'hein mitzad a seichel, whether it's a tobla obligation, which it is, or whether the seichel obligates him, even if he doesn't have toyre. It means any person with seichel would have to come to this conclusion. The sharetit avi v'lechabed oisoy v'lira mimenu. He has to serve his father, and he has to honor him, and he has to have yira of his father. Even though the father's forced to look after the child, his teva is wired into the system. He's also not helping the child with anything of his. Whatever he's giving the child comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We saw that in Shara B'tochen. We're just a shliach to pass this goodness on from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to the son. Nevertheless, the son has an enormous obligation to sharet. What was the lotion he used there? Sharet lechabed ulehira mimen. That's the... So, besides the questions we have, well, that's the thrust here. The father has a natural tendency to love his child, take care of him, do everything. The father's not doing anything with his own. Everything he's giving to the son, he's only just a shliach, passing over what a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him to give to the son. Nevertheless, the son is obligated in, and the seichel tells us this, the Torah tells us this, the seichel tells us this, is the son's obligated in these things. So he's going to carry on, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll decide. I'm not sure if we're going to carry on with this, but it is a nice sensitizing thing to do just before you go into Yom Kippur. Recognize who we're dealing with a little bit, and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu we have to have for Kadosh Baruch Hu, just for the fact that he's Makabel HaTshuva, that there's a thing called Tshuva. That we're going to Yom Kippur, Mamash, the great Simcha, that the Rabbeinu Yonah says that the Suda Samasekas that you eat before you go into Yom Kippur, is because of the Simcha and the anticipation of Hinei Yom HaKippur. I'm going to be clean, I'm going to Yom Kippur, and Hashem's going to take care of all the dirt and all the muck and all the Aveiras, and I'm going to be back close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. That's the Simcha of the Suda Samasekas. It's like the Suda Yontif, he says almost. Go and eat the Suda Yontif on Yom Kippur, so you eat it at the Suda Samasekas, but that's the celebration of Hinei. Wow, finally Yom Kippur's coming, all those Aveiras that were waiting and waiting after the Tshuva to get wiped out, all getting wiped out now, coming out of here sparkling clean. Tshuva, obviously, whatever's necessary. But certainly all the mitzvahs asay, you don't even need Yom Kippur for, you just do Tshuva. All the lavim, you need Yom Kippur. Other things beside it, there are many other lists of different things there. Chayve Mises, Chayve Mises based in Chayve Chorus, some require Yisurim, whatever. Yom Kippur takes care of a lot of problems we have. And all those mechitzes that exist between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippur, Kodesh Baruch Hu just takes care of it. He takes care of it. We just open a little pinprick and Hashem says, fine, that's it. You're done. Go home. And that's the simcha you come out of Yom Kippur with. There's one small problem. I'm just telling you now, is you have to be ma'amin in the process. You have to really believe that that's what's happening. If you come out of Yom Kippur feeling miserable and whatever because you didn't do tshuva and because who says, and I'm just going to go do these avodas again, the law of it. You have to genuinely believe that that's what's happening. Hashem says that's what's happening. Hashem says, I'm taking care of it. You have to do what you have to do. If you don't do what you have to do, Hashem says, you're on your own. I'm not helping you. You do what you have to do. The Magza is pretty much defines whatever you have to do. All of Elul, sorry, my tshuva, been working, preparing for this day. We're going to do tshuva. We're going to say Hashem, we're going to say Chet, we're going to do Vidoy. We'll have whatever we've done. We've prepared ourselves. Hashem says, it's fine. It's game over. You're clean. Nigma asipur. We have to believe that. We have to have real emunah that that's the case. Otherwise, you go around on the sukkahs being miserable. That's the big simcha of sukkahs, is you stepped out of all the muck and the dirt and the problems you had, and you're now clean, and now you step into the sukkah, into the shina with a kodesh baruch hu, with a hug, embraced by Hashem. I'm not saying it's easy. It starts with, you have to believe the process. You have to believe in tshuva. A gemach sima toiva, a good yo, good to bench to yo.
Amen. Rabbi as well.
Amen.
Take good care. Mitz Hashem, we'll send an email, Bezrat Hashem, Leonid Aval. In the meantime, there won't be a vad until after Sukkos. Until Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Bonagit, let's leave it at that.
Okay,
Friday, the vad will carry on. Let's see. Aval, in time, this vad, I'm going to stop for Ben's money.
Okay.
Sure.
All the best.
Take care, everyone. Take care, Rabbi Frank.